So Paris Hilton secretly recorded in a New York cab making some very disparaging comments about gays. This audio comes courtesy of Radar Online. Take a listen here on the Ralphie Radio Show.
I'm logging to Grindr. Someone that's on Grindr can be in my building. It tells you all the locations where they are. And you'd be like, yo, do you want to And he might be on like the sixth floor. And you
Ew. Gay guys are the horniest people in the world.
Gay guys are too much.
They're disgusting.
Like, listen, my for me.
Dude, most of them probably have AIDS. I would be so scared if I was a gay guy. Like, die of AIDS.
No, thank you.
Was Paris taken out of context? Did she really mean what she said? Entertainment editor Juliet Eason from Gotham Magazine joins me from New York now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Juliet, there's a couple interesting aspects, I think, to this story. We'll take the comments at face value first. I mean, is Paris going to be labeled now as somebody who hates gays, a homophobe?
Unfortunately, she probably is going to be labeled as that just because people are taking the comments out of context. They're going to see the headline and they're going to say, oh my gosh, Paris Hilton said that most gay men have AIDS. She hates gay people. This is terrible. But the truth is, she has a huge gay man following. When she was actually saying those comments, she was with one of her friends in the car who is a gay man.
Right.
I think, unfortunately for Paris, she's going to be lambasted a bit, but I think it's somewhat misplaced.
We'll give Paris the benefit of the doubt and say that it was out of context. She didn't, the way that people are interpreting it isn't the way that she actually meant it. Her PR cleans us all up. There's another issue that strikes me here, Juliet, and the fact that cabbies in New York are secretly recording people in the back seat. Is this something that's happened before, or is this setting a precedent?
This is the first time I've ever heard of a cab driver recording a patron's conversation and then, you know, selling it to Radar, a place like that. I think it probably makes everyone in New York, myself included, a little bit wary of getting into a cab or what I talk about in my cab, because I think for the most part, New Yorkers get into the car and they kind of forget that the cab driver is there and that he might be listening and that he might be recording. So I guess hopefully it'll make everybody be a little bit more polite in their language when they're in a taxi.
And a little more careful about where they speak, especially in New York, because as big as you think the city is sometimes, I guess it's a little smaller than we all think, right?
Absolutely.
Entertainment editor from Gotham Magazine, Juliet Eason, here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Thanks.